Hey there, Odyssey friends. I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
First off, we'll be chatting with April Hong, voice of the title character in A Daughter's Love.
And after that, we get to tell you about something very special that's happening today.
And the anticipation is killing me. Can't we just tell them now?
Well, I think we're supposed to wait until after the interview, but I sure don't want to keep everyone clinging to the edges of their seats.
I agree. That can't be very comfortable. Hey Nathan, can we just skip ahead and announce that today...
No.
Bummer.
That's okay. The multi-talented April Hong will keep us company in the meantime.
You're right. Let's give her a warm Odyssey hello.
Today we have the privilege of talking with April Hong, who is, well, becoming a regular in the Odyssey Adventure Club. April, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we've asked this question of a number of actors and love the varied answers that we get. So what do you enjoy most about being an actor?
What I enjoy most is getting to step into the shoes and see the world through the life of a character.
Hmm.
I love playing animals, actually, and in voiceover that gives you the freedom to do that. And even if you could play a table or a chair, you know, a lamp.
Well, lots of opportunities that come as an actress. And, you know, April, when we were together earlier this year recording another Odyssey Adventure Club episode for season 3, you actually shared a story about how you traveled a lot when you were younger. Could you share that story with our fans?
Well, my father is an actor, and his name is James Hong. And he's played in a lot of movies and films and commercials and voiceovers. You may know him from Kung Fu Panda 1 and 2 and 3 is coming out.
Okay.
He plays Mr. Ping, the father of Panda.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been in the business ever since I was born. That's, you know, now 60 years he's been in the business.
Wow.
Over 60 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been very interesting and fun for me because I got to travel with him when he was on his shoots and shooting these different films. So I think one of the places that I enjoyed was Australia when I got to go and look at sheep because I hadn't really seen that many sheep.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a child, and then I, you know, got to see how they shear the sheep. So I got to see different parts of the United States too, and that was really just a privilege to be able to travel with my father and see different parts of the world and watch him shoot too.
Oh yeah. So how else has your father maybe influenced your life or maybe your acting career?
He likes to people watch and observe things, and I think he's taught me how to appreciate the beauty of simplicity in life and in acting. Just to see a flower and notice the colors on the flowers and the shapes and the designs, I value that. And he's shown me the value of the beauty of just seeing what's around us. And that actually has a lot to do with acting. But I actually teach his acting techniques too, and it turns out that is an acting technique, to put yourself into the present moment by looking at what's around you and appreciating what's around you.
Right, right. In the Odyssey Adventure Club episode, A Daughter's Love, you play Min at several different ages, from about 6 years old to a late teen. So how did you change your voice to play those different ages?
Let's see, when I was playing, a little child of 6 years old, I like to put myself into the mindset of when I was that child and everything was new and really I was very curious. So I put myself in a curious state of mind, and then I just react to the world around me. And that's how I play the child's voice. Just being very curious about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And taking everything to heart. And then, because that was, I played like around 6 years old, then I played 12 years old of this one character in A Daughter's Love, and then into her teen years and then even into her early 20s. So I had to be very specific with how I was thinking, and then the voice just came out. You know, my voice was very high at first, you know, like a six-year-old voice. And, Dad, come here. I want to show you this. And then I would deepen it a little bit as I got older, and then even a little bit deeper to into the 20s.
We often hear, April, that sort of the family-style recording of Adventures in Odyssey with everybody in the same room isn't the norm for voiceover. Many people tell us that they enjoy this. What are the challenges of working this way with everybody together?
Oh, well, you can't do only what you want to do. And I think that's a good lesson, though. You know, in life, you can't just do what you want to do. You have to listen and work together. So it's a challenge, but it's also a gift, I think, to be able to have that opportunity to work with a group. And it just takes a lot of listening and responding, and I enjoy the challenge. That's one of the things I love about working on Adventures in Odyssey, because we get to work together in the same room and use each other's energy and play with each other in real time.
Mm-hmm. It really comes out when you do those episodes that you are playing off each other, and you can sort of, you know, work out those scenes, and I think it adds an authenticity to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In A Daughter's Love, you played Min, and of course that show was set in Singapore, but you also voice a character named Lin in another Odyssey Adventure Club story coming out next year, and this one features characters from Vietnam. So how do you go about creating the different accents for those characters?
Well, one little secret I like to share with our listeners is that I like to give a script to some of the people in the community, and then I ask them to read it as a favor for me. Sometimes I go to a Vietnamese restaurant, and then I ask them, you know, where they come from, and if it fits the character, then I give them the script, and I ask them, would you please be so kind to read this for me, a couple lines, and then I use, you know, what they've given me, and I apply it to the rest of the script. So that's one thing I like to do, ask a favor from people, and usually I eat at the restaurant in return, give them some
That's right.
Well, I imagine that you probably do get a lot of Asian roles, but you are much more diverse than that. In fact, when we were together, you slipped into a Valley Girl accent because you said you grew up in Southern California, and that kind of was second nature in terms of what your ear was hearing. You want to give us a little bit of that?
Like, of course, I love to speak Valley because I actually come from the Valley. So, you know, like, back in the 80s, that was like an accent from the movies, but it just got picked up, and then, like, all the kids started doing it, and I think, like, it even happened today. Like, the Valley accent has, like, lived for, like, a long time.
It sure has. It's become almost part of the culture, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a lot of fun getting to know you and getting to share you with our fans. Maybe next year when we're getting ready to release the boat people in the Odyssey Adventure Club, we can have you back on and talk a little bit more about that episode.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. It's always a pleasure to be a part of your family there. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, April.
Thanks so much, April.
That was fun. It was great to hear stories about her time recording with us.
Not to mention the stories about her legendary father, James Hong.
Absolutely. You can hear A Daughter's Love and nearly 800 other episodes right now in the Odyssey Adventure Club. Okay, so have we waited long enough? Can we finally tell them about the...
Yes.
Oh, we're okay to announce that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Woohoo! Take it away, Bob.
This is a big moment, folks. Adventures in Odyssey, Album 60, Head Over Heels, premieres in the Odyssey Adventure Club today.
So, no more waiting?
No more waiting. If you're not already a member of the club, sign up today at oaclub.org and check out the first episode, Words from the Wise. We'll be releasing one new episode of Album 60 every Wednesday from now till January 13th.
Wow. So, we better end this podcast quickly so people can go listen.
Good idea. That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of the Focus on the Family.
You can visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-8-FAMILY.
Or you can join the club at oaclub.org. I'm Bob.
I'm Jesse. Reminding you that we've got in your life, every day is an adventure. Odyssey Adventure Club, here I come.
Hey, wait for me.